Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Farmington City Council will vote tonight on a separation agreement with longtime police chief Brian Lindquist, and many citizens are not happy about it. According to the Star Tribune, Lindquist is being asked to step down due to what the mayor and the chief called personality conflicts, though the nature of the conflicts isn't clear. Mayor Todd Larson said Lindquist didn't choose to leave but wasn't fired. The agreement states that Lindquist will resign with his last day, August 24th. There's a monetary portion to the agreement and also a line that reads, Lindquist releases all of employees' claims against the employer that he now has, whether or not he knows about them. The chief told the Strib, I thought I was doing a good job. I think the citizens thought I was doing a good job. 12 years as chief, no discipline, no troubles, safe community. I don't know what else you can do. Lindquist has been with Farmington's police department for 20 years and has served as chief for 12. An online petition through change.org has over 2,300 signatures as of 9:30 this morning. According to the petition's organizer, Andy Schmidt, the mayor and Councillor Donnelly disagree with letting Chief Lindquist go. Schmidt hopes to get up to 300 people at tonight's city council meeting to support Lindquist. That meeting is scheduled for 7 o'clock this evening at Farmington City Hall. Mayor Larson told the Strib he didn't know of any complaints filed against the chief. He said, I've worked with him for 10 years and I have nothing but positive things to say, and added that he was bummed out. The city will hire an interim chief and then begin searching for a new one. Lindquist added, it's been sort of a whirlwind. I don't know if I quite understand it yet. You can view tonight's meeting live online. I have a link from KYMNradio.net. Court calendars are so crowded it's hard to get cases to trial, says Rice County Attorney John Fossum.
And when we reset them and reset them and reset them, victims get upset and stop wanting to cooperate. And for me, I would like to look for a solution where we could have cases tried in a reasonable time.
If the accused demands a speedy trial, they're supposed to be able to get to it in 60 days. But over and over, Fossum says it doesn't happen. The question is, how do they upgrade the court system to do what our Constitution says? Fossum's solution is to provide more resources, which means talking to legislators for that kind of funding. He added that for 40 years, they've relied on 90% of cases settling. That's just not sustainable, as some cases must go to trial. And the Northfield Council hasn't met for a regular meeting since July 17th. Tomorrow night's meeting will include four presentations. There are eight items on their consent agenda. These are items that get no public discussion and are approved with one single vote, unless a council member requests an item be removed to the regular agenda. Included is a response to the Charter Commission's allegation that the city violated the charter in regard to the Fairfield Inn and Suites project, wherein the council approved a number of business incentives. In a letter to the Charter Commission, City Attorney Chris Hood tells them they have no authority over the council. There are two items on the regular agenda, including adding paid parental leave to city employee benefits. Go to the city's website, ci.northfield.mn.us, look under City Council. You scroll down to the meetings, click there, and you'll find the agenda along with links to materials regarding each item. You'll also find an opportunity for e-comments. That link allows for public comment on items through noon on the day of the council meeting. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.